Track 13, and now we come to the sport. And we start with athletics, a national title for Steer. Dornish youngster Oliver Steer enjoyed a superb 2024 on the track, and she has already become a national champion in 2025. Held in Sheffield at the National Sports Institute's indoor athletics track, Olivia took the National Indoor Age Group Championships, an event put on by England Athletics. Under 15, under 17 and under 20 age groups were competing, and in the under 17 group, competing in only her second ever indoor event, she came out on top in the 1500 metres to earn this prestigious title. Coming up now next month are both the National Cross Country and English Schools Cross Country. She has been selected to run for Devon in both of these competitions, and also Olivia will be representing the South West at the London Mini Marathon in April. Now we're going to have a look at football. Buckland held by Resurgent Torpoint. Western Football League, Buckland Athletic 1, Torpoint Athletic 1. Young midfielder Will Hall scored his first goal for the Buckland Athletic First 11 as they drew 1-1 with Torpoint Athletic. It was a strike from range that saw Hall give the host the lead at Homer's Heath, firing into the bottom corner and out of the reach of the Torpoint goalkeeper. There was one other chance for Buckland in the first 45 with Jared Lewington at the heart of it, but overall it was a stop-start, bitty half with very little to report on. Plenty of drive followed from Buckland as they went in search of a go-ahead goal, but to no avail, and the score remaining at 1-1 right through to the final whistle. Buckland will be playing in front of their own fans once again in the next outing at Nailsea and Twickenham visit on Saturday, February the 15th. Leach leads Bovey 2-3 points. Bobby Tracy AFC climbed up to ninth in the South West Peninsula Premier East courtesy of a Cal Leach hat-trick at Millmarsh Park. Leach scored all three goals in the game as Torrington AFC were condemned to an 18th defeat of the campaign and sent home empty-handed. After the first two half strikes, Leach completed the treble in the 76th minute on home soil, while the club's Twitter account wrote, "Leach no doubt takes the plaudits, but a monster performance from a handful of players out there." Elsewhere in the division, Stoke Gabriel and Torquay Police put six unanswered goals past Tynmouth AFC. Sidmouth drew away at Bishop Lydiard. A decimated Oakhampton Argyle side let a two-goal advantage slip at Honiton Town, and there were wins for Middlesoy Rovers and Bridport. Coming up next, Bovey head to Honiton. Spurs welcome Middlesoy to the Rec, and Tynmouth's meeting with Bishop's Lydiard has been rearranged to take place at the latter's ground. And look at the South Devon Premier League. I'm just going to have a look at the local teams because there's rather a lot of it. Kingstainton Athletic remain in third place after brushing aside Elburton Villa by 6-1. Nick Garrett won the match ball whilst Tom Reeves, Kelsey Leach and Matt Williams weighed in with the singles. Buckfastleigh Rangers stay in fourth place, but it could have been so much more as they were held to a 1-1 draw by Paignton Saints. Newton Abbott Spurs continue to be upwardly mobile as they had a good win over East Allington United and stay in fifth place thanks to a 3-2 scoreline at the Rec. I'm going to have a quick look at running. Trotters team tattles Exeter Half Marathon. February started with lots of action for members of the Teambridge Trotters. This year's Exeter Half Marathon took place on February the 8th and 9th. A two-lap, 13.1-mile course took the runners along Exeter's quayside through the scenic Riverside Valley Park, including a loop of Matford and back to the finish line at Haven Banks. The trotters were well represented across both days, with a total of 14 racing. There was a terrific atmosphere throughout the race with lots of fabulous support, helping the runners tattle a relatively flat course in a chilly easterly wind. And the Teambridge Trotters were also represented on Dartmoor at the Pagan Trails Ultramarathon with 25 miles and 1,500 metres of ascent. Derek Skinner and Tim Hassell finished in 57th and 58th in times of 7.21 and 10 and 18 seconds. Elsewhere, fearless trotter Benji Acol took part in the infamous and brutal Arc of Attrition, one of the UK's toughest midwinter trail ultramarathons. The Arc 100 is a unique point-to-point race along the most exposed sections of the South West Coast Path in England's South West, from Coverack to Porthtowan. Unfortunately, he had to pull out when the uneven terrain and soggy socks had done him in, but a fantastic first effort at an incredible event. And now something we don't normally report on, which is netball, which was one of my favourite sports, the only one I could actually do. And we're going to look at Newton Abbott College, are the only school, state or private, in the South West region with two teams in the national netball finals, owing to their recent success. Phenomenal performances in Bournemouth recently at the regional championships have seen Newton Abbott College surpass the already impressive accolades of recent years. To reach the national netball finals, the two teams have to come in the top two in the South Devon Area Championships, followed by the top two in the County Championships, and then the top two in the regional netball competition, whilst representing Devon. NAC have overcome a number of prestigious private schools renowned for their sporting achievements, such as Millfield and Blundell's, to progress this far. Both teams will head to Sheffield in March to complete in the national finals, the under-16s for the third successive year and the under-14s for the first time. Well done to them. And that concludes the sport for this week.